This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Authorities have identified four additional victims in the firebombing attack in Boulder yesterday, bringing the total to 12. Two remain hospitalized. Mohammed Solomon was charged with more than 40 state counts, including attempted murder and possession of incendiary devices. Solomon allegedly threw two Molotov cocktails, but had 16 others he didn't use. J. Brissop Gruel, the acting U.S. attorney in Colorado, said Solomon admitted to investigators that he planned the attack for a year.
And when he was interviewed about the attack, he said he wanted them all to die. He had no regrets, and he would go back and do it again.
Solomon was also charged with a federal hate crime this morning. Meanwhile, people from Boulder and other parts of Colorado have been gathering near the Boulder County Courthouse today to honor the victims of Sunday's terror attack. Ken didn't want to give his name, but said he was glad his parents did not live to see this moment.
Because in my 65 years, and I know in their years, we've never seen anti-Semitism like this anywhere, and especially for it to happen here in Boulder is so terrible. It's really, really getting scary.
You can hear more on this story next on All Things Considered and find the latest at CPR.org. Meanwhile, strong to severe thunderstorms are possible this evening, with the greatest threat over the northeastern plains. A severe thunderstorm watch is in effect for that area until 8 p.m. In Denver this afternoon, a 50% chance for showers and thunderstorms with a high around 78 degrees. This is CPR News. Stay with us. It's 5:06.